Could you talk, please, about the kind of game Clowney had, also what Merciless means to the defense?
Well, you know, I talk all the time about a unit, you know, a defensive unit and everybody doing their job. And within that unit, some guys, you know, show up making more plays than others. And sometimes the reason they're able to make a play is because the guy next to them did their job. And so I think our guys are very encouraged whenever a player makes a play, whoever it is. But, you know, Whitney has really come on last year. He's still playing good this year. He's very studious. He works hard at practice, works hard in the game. And when you kind of do those things, I think that allows you to make plays. And with Clowney, he's got a talent set that allows him to, you know, get into the backfield some and disrupt a little bit. And so when he's able to do that, I think that helps us.
What does it say about Clowney that he's going against guys who weigh so much more than him on the line?
Well, it says that he's trying to get a little bit bigger so that he can do that on a consistent basis, but he's holding his own, it looks like to me.
Is that because of his explosiveness and the way he gets leverage? Because he seems to drive a lot of the big guys backward.
Well, leverage wins at the line of scrimmage. If you can have leverage, you got a chance to win. Really, no matter what size you are, if you have the leverage, then you can create a stalemate. You might not knock guys back, but you can create a stalemate with leverage. And then when you add explosion to it, I think that then you can get to the point where you can stalemate them, and then you can push them back a little bit.
You got lucky last year. You didn't have to play against Luck. He's won 5 in a row against you guys. Talk about him and what kind of problems he presents to you.
Well, a lot, because he wants to throw the ball down the field, and he's got a great arm. He's accurate. He gets the ball down the field. And then if he's not able to get it down the field in the pocket, he can maneuver in the pocket. He's strong. It's hard for one guy to bring him down. And guys are hanging on him sometimes, and he's still able to pull away and deliver the ball. You know, and if he sees a running lane, he's got good enough speed that he can run for the first down. You know, so that combination causes a lot of problems for defense. And so we're going to have to be disciplined in the way we approach him and how we try to rush him.
Regarding Jadavian, you and Coach Vrabel talked a lot ever since he's been here about just everybody doing their job. Is Jadavian doing his job more often this year?
Yes, he's doing what we ask of him. You know, he's playing a little bit different position now since we've moved him inside a little bit, but he's doing what he's been asked to do, what he's been coached to do, and it shows up on the field.
How much has A.J. Boye helped this defense this season?
Well, anytime you got a corner that can cover, it helps because, you know, this league, they throw the ball a little bit in this league, and generally you need more than three, you know. And so having a guy like that who can come in and match up against a receiver, you know, that makes calling the game a little bit easier.
Romeo, when a team gives up a lot of sacks like the Colts did against the Bears, you know, they work on it all week. He's been sacked more than any quarterback in the league, hit second most to Jameis Winston. Do you expect them to have spent the week doing everything they can to not let that happen again?
Well, I think when they put their game plan together, I think that they're going to do what they think they can be successful at. And throwing the ball is going to be part of it. Now, how they protect him is kind of up to them, and they'll make that decision, you know, whether they want to keep more guys in or whether they want to throw hot, you know, or exactly how they'll do it. And that's one of the things that as the game progresses, we'll have to see. And hopefully we can force them into doing something that maybe they don't want to do.
As it stands right now, you could be playing Luck without three starters in the secondary. How do you cope with that?
Well, the next man up, you know. All the guys here, they've been with us, and they know the system. And like I always tell you, there are different ability levels, you know. And so I have to look at the ability level and see what I think a guy can get done and then try to help him as best I can. But generally, you call the defense and let the guys play, and then and if a guy's struggling, then you try to take some pressure off of him.
What do you think about Frank Gore passing Jim Brown? What does that say about Gore?
That says a tremendous amount about him because Jim Brown is probably one of the better running backs that have come through the NFL, and Gore being able to surpass him in yardage is really something. Now, that speaks to how hard he runs, how tough he is, and, you know, and he's still going at it. And he's basically an inside runner, you know. Sometimes he'll get outside, but basically he goes downhill, and he's a north-south runner. And, you know, everybody knows it, and he's taking the pounding, but he's still gaining the yards. So you got to have a lot of respect for him.